With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton. Earlier this month, a fisherman in southern Maryland hooked into something toothy and alien in Mattawoman Creek off the Potomac River. It was a record-breaking 17-pound Asian snakehead. Where did this invasive species end up? Right here at the Alewife Restaurant at 21 North Utah Street in Baltimore. The chef here, Chad Wells, was the first person to cook up a snakehead when the predatory fishes first appeared in Maryland 13 years ago. Since then, he has championed the idea that the best way to fight invasive species is to eat them. In a quiet upstairs dining room, he explained the connection between being a chef and a conservationist. On his menu are several exotic species.
Currently what we have snakehead, we have the blue catfish, and we have feral hog. The reason I like to do it is I like to show that there's nothing to be afraid of with them on the dinner plate, only when they're involved in our ecosystem. I think that they're a viable food option, and I think that the commercial market is probably the best way we have at keeping their population in check.
In the wild, snakeheads and blue catfish, a Midwestern species introduced to the Potomac River in the 1980s, eat native species of fish and so are a threat to the natural chain of life. Wild hogs eat nesting birds, salamanders, frogs, you name it. So in Wells's mind, better to hunt and consume them before they consume the native flora and fauna. But it's not just invasive animals on his menu. He also cooks up exotic plants.
I've used garlic mustard. I've used kudzu.
Kudzu, the vine that strangles whole farms down south? I asked him how he makes that palatable.
I've actually cooked it down and kind of made like a cooked but cold salad. For some reason, I really like doing Asian things with it, like Asian preparations, and it's been pleasant.
Now, how does kudzu taste?
Arugula-ish, if that makes sense.
I think you mean arugaloid.
I guess that's the right word.
A waiter served me a plate of what looked like crab cakes, but was actually not.
All right, so this is something that we're featuring with snakehead right now. I like to change up what I do with snakeheads because I like to show the versatility of the fish. This is a snakehead cake that's done kind of in a Southwest style. So this is kind of my spin off of a cotti, which is a potato cake. This one, as opposed to being done with cod, is done with baked snakehead. And then I added some chipotle, some black beans, Southwestern flavors in there. And then I serve it with a corn and bacon salad and a avocado and dill puree.
This is fantastic. You know what? It's actually better than a crab cake.
Well, that could be a little bit of sacrilege in the state of Maryland. But like I said, this is another way of saying, you know, you eat this, you're not eating a crab cake. And you're not eating a crab cake, you know, you're not eating a crab.
So save the blue crabs, save the bay, eat a snakehead. Actually, that is a bit of an overstatement, because blue crabs are not an endangered species. But other species, such as bluefin tuna and Atlantic salmon, are severely overfished. So Wells keeps them off his menu.
I think that it's just extremely important that restaurants and the food industry as a whole keeps a close eye on conservation efforts, because when it comes down to it, our ecosystems and the life that's around us and what nature provides us, at the end of the day, that's what ultimately pays our bills, keeps food on our tables. And if we destroy that and we rapidly deplete those things, eventually our children aren't going to have these things.
A smart diet is the starting place for a healthy planet. With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Environmental Integrity Project.